Military veterans and their advocates described a broken system where claims for VA benefits are dragged through a bureaucratic maze. Patrick Astaferrero of AGAWAM, a U.S. Army Iraq War veteran unable to work because of head trauma, said he started filing claims with the VA almost 5 years ago, with no resolution to his case within sight.
I carry in my wallet a card that I've had since I came home. It says it takes the courage and the strength of a warrior to ask for help. I've been asking for almost 6 years. Can somebody please help me?
A panel that included U.S. Democratic Representative Richard Neal of Massachusetts, a top VA administrator, and the Massachusetts Veterans Affairs Secretary, was told the VA has a claims backlog totaling more than 850,000 cases. More than 600,000 claims are more than 125 days old. The VA has a self-imposed deadline to eliminate the backlog of claims by 2015. Thomas Belton, the director of Veterans Services for the City of Springfield, does not believe the deadline will be met. He said the VA needs an overhaul.
This is the same system that they used in World War I or World War II. They're using the same process. And what has changed is nothing for the VA. But the world that the VA operates in has changed significantly.
Brad Myers, Veterans Administration Regional Director in New England, said the agency does not have a structural problem but a staffing issue. He said he's confident the claims backlog will be eliminated. The VA in New England has hired more people to process claims.
And we're beginning to see their impact with us exceeding the demand for decisions in the months of March and April. And so that's why I'm confident that I think that combined with going paperless and some of the process changes, I think we're on track and we can do this.
Myers met privately after the public forum with Astaferrero, the veteran who has tried for almost 5 years to access his VA benefits. Underscoring the importance of veterans' issues, the mayors of Springfield, Holyoke, North Adams, and East Hampton were in the audience. Congressman Neal said a member of his congressional office staff is assigned full-time to work with veterans.
Recall that Iraq and Afghanistan, they're America's longest military engagements in history. That's pretty startling when you construct the numbers. The number of men and women have served, they've served with honor and distinction, and we need to care for them with the same promise that sent them off when they come home.
Every city and town in Massachusetts has a local veterans agent. Gumercindo Gomez, director of the Western Massachusetts Bilingual Veterans Outreach Association, said the local agents should be certified by the VA to process claims on behalf of veterans.
He definitely gets lost in the maze if you try to do it by yourself. You need to approach service reps, which are qualified, who understand the system and know how to work the system and how to go through this maze to get those benefits right.
Massachusetts Veterans Affairs Secretary Coleman Nee said most of the nation's newest veterans are women, Latinos, or African Americans. He said the state is advocating for a community-based outreach for veterans services.
The way we've set the system up over the years, though, at the federal level, state, and local level, is a little confusing and a little tough to navigate.
The state-owned Holyoke Soldiers Home has expanded beyond its traditional nursing home care to help the broader veterans community. A veterans assistance center opened at the facility last February, and an outpatient dental clinic has operated there for about a year. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.